Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on David Liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. Just as 123 Henshaw, H-E-N-S-H-A-W Avenue, space 519, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-345-3374. ID is XXXXXX1329. Date of birth is 4-19-1944. 79-year-old married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Manhattan Life. Pharmacy is Costco. It is addressed to Dr. Kunchak, K-U-N. C-H-O-K, Dorje, D-O-R-J-E-E, M-D. And below that it should say Dr. Arthur Silverstein, D-O, Chico, V-A. Sixteen oh one Concord Avenue, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-879-5057, 530-879-5027, parenthesis fax, in parenthesis. The clinical indication, history of possible orthostatic hypotension dash subparagraph, findings of chronic atrial fibrillation with vacillating symptoms of lightheadedness and a persistent sense of lightheadedness / dizziness. New paragraph, reported comorbid medical problems, chronic neck pain, vacillating symptoms of ataxia, history of multiple falls with multiple head injuries, dash anterior face, dash posterior occiput. New paragraph, remote history of CVA status post rehabilitation, Chico VA clinic. New paragraph. Current history of left heel pain dash limping. Dear Dr. Dorji and Dr. Silverstein, thank you for referring David Liberty for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. David was seen today for face-to-face clinical history and neurological examination accomplished in the office. New paragraph, as you are aware, he has a history of vacillating symptoms of ataxia, complaining of neuromuscular weakness that is vacillatory, changing from time to time, but in a fairly stereotypical fashion. New paragraph, he's fallen a number of times, suffering head strike injuries. However, by his report, with ED evaluations not disclosing evidence for concussion. New paragraph. His clinical symptoms of ataxia and lightheadedness vacillate with head and neck movement. New paragraph, he did not describe unusual headaches. New paragraph. He does describe some symptoms of dysomnia for which sleep testing will be accomplished. New paragraph. In consideration of his presentation and clinical history, noting that he has reported symptoms of diplopia as well as neuromusculoskeletal weakness, we will obtain more extensive laboratory testing for an exclusion of an acquired neuropathy, myasthenia, nutritional insufficiency, and metabolic risk. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph. We will have brain MR imaging was reported not to be contributory. New paragraph. We will obtain reports if possible. New paragraph. We are scheduling him for cervical MR imaging since his clinical examination demonstrates brisk patellar but reduced Achilles reflexes. Subparagraph, he has bilateral slight palmar signs. New paragraph, his cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing was normal, but overall he demonstrates diffuse neuromusculoskeletal weakness with reduced J-mark grips bilaterally to approximately 40 pounds, appropriate for his left-handedness. New paragraph. His mental status evaluation today was normal. New paragraph. The etiology of his neuromusculoskeletal weakness is uncertain, but we will exclude a progressive neuropathy or other associated medical disorders. New paragraph. I'm seeing him for medical neurological reevaluation in a few weeks with the results of his testing. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report then, period.